mother's calling.
Hi, Mom.
Hey.
Want to be on the podcast?
Hello, my other. No, she doesn't.
No.
What's up? Well, hey, let me call you back with this. We're about to do a recording. Bye, Mom.
You're listening to Level 5 Radio, a New York City Pokemon Go podcast.
Greetings, friends. This is Level 5 Radio, level5radio.com. I'm Joey.
And I'm Joey.
Yep.
That's how it is.
I did just catch a ditto, after all.
Yeah, there it is. Look at that. Hey, hey.
And Adele set off another lore, so I'm going to be distracted this entire recording.
Look at all those items I got going. I'm ready.
Jeez.
Star piece, lucky eggs, that incense,
seems like
lore.
A waste, but I guess you have tons to blow.
I need to clear a backspace.
Yep.
And I might as well take advantage of all of it, so.
True.
Why not? This is my favorite Sunday pastime.
Inventory management, go. My favorite game.
I can't expand. I'm at 1500.
All right, so I just got back from Florida, my second time there in like about a month.
And you're not burnt or sick this time.
Not sick. That's a plus. I'll take it.
That's good.
I got a little bit crispy in the sun there.
You look good. You're a nice hash brown right now.
A healthy hash brown color.
Yeah.
Okay. And I gotta say, I did way better this time than the last trip.
I'm not surprised, honestly. You did go during the Love Disc event, right?
That's what it was, yeah. I mean, ugh. I don't know. The region exclusives were supposed to be continuing to spawn during that event, so I really don't...
They were, just at a really bad rate.
Was it really that, or was it the area that I was in? I don't know.
Were you in that much of a different area? You went to Miami last time.
Or did they increase the region exclusive spawn rates since then? That's a possibility too. Anyways, so here are my final numbers.
I'm iffy.
23 Heracross.
How many good?
Like a couple.
Okay.
That's really after the first one that's good. All I care about is the candy anyway. So
you gotta hit 23 gems, drop them all in there.
One thing I noticed about Heracross though is it has a pretty high flea rate and a pretty low catch rate. So
yes.
It is actually a pain to catch. And if you use an Ultra Ball and a Pineapple Berry, it might run.
Oof.
So
don't pineapple it. What's wrong?
Well, that's when it was low CP, I would do that. But when it was high CP, I wouldn't risk it. I'd use a raspberry on it.
Golden Raz.
Not even.
You have so many. Unless just
was,
use
unless
them.
It was like 2,000 CP or something, which one of them I caught was.
Ugh.
No weather boosted, unfortunately, though. It did not rain at all while I was there.
Well, it's a fighting. It wasn't. I guess it wasn't cloudy, huh?
No, it wasn't cloudy either. Like, the worst it got was partly cloudy for a while. I mean, it did technically rain, but not long enough for it to change in the game.
Aww, you were looking at the time like, come on, rain, come on.
Just... Rain, let's go, come on. It's like the first time in my life I've ever, like, looked forward to the rain. Like, especially while on vacation in a sunny place.
I can't wait for the rain of Pokemon.
And as far as Corsola goes, which is a new Pokedex entry for me.
Yes, congrats.
I caught only 12 of them.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I know, right?
Dude, every time I go back home, it's like I catch a couple Corsola, and I just look at them and go, why did I do this? What purpose? Corsola sucks.
It's like, if you have more than one Pokemon in a gym, I think it's fun to put one there.
I guess. He's so small, though, too. If you ever put him in a gym, he's like,
yeah, teeny tiny little Corsola. Yeah.
My little boy.
Let's see. So we got a lot of... small news this week in a
little tidbits kind of
did we talk about the new raid boss last week? We did, I think.
I think so.
So there's Latios raids going on. Actually, I'm not sure what we did. Latios is a new raid boss.
Yes. So Lugia has left Latios.
So is it North America, South America, and Africa is Latios.
Everywhere else is Latios.
Everywhere else is Latios. And it's supposed to switch up in about a month from now.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I mean,
what's a good counter?
Well, it's Dragon Psychic.
Oh, I didn't really, I just realized I didn't let you say what you've been up to in the game.
But I have been.
It might be related to, like, some of the events going on anyway, which
might
we're going to talk
might
about.
Be. It's okay. You know, I've been hitting up a lot of raids.
Yeah.
We talked about last week, we have our research and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. One of them is Dutin Raids. I knocked those out on Monday. I was just like,
yeah,
let's
nice.
Go, baby.
Cool. All right, back to the counters. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. No, it's all right. So if it's Dragon Psychic, Rayquaza is still really good against it. That being said, it's also good against Rayquaza.
Mm-hmm.
Dragonite, Metagross, resist everything it has.
Okay. So what's a good move for it to have moveset?
Does Metagross get a ghost move?
I don't think so.
Then nothing. It's just good
okay,
to soak.
Good defender. Okay.
Yeah. Like, don't use Blissey. Use Metagross. Yeah. Or Aggron. Aggron gets Dragon Tail. Dragon Tail Heavy Slam just, like, obliterates Latios.
Okay.
So it's kind of nice. Like, there's a lot of things. It's not... Latios isn't the best.
I only did one raid so far, and I think it suggested all my Dragonites and my Rayquaza.
So it probably had, like, whatever move and then Solar Beam.
Actually, yes, I believe it was Solar Beam.
Yeah, so, like, if it has Solar Beam, just style on it with your dragons. Right. It feels really good. But if it's got a dragon move, pull out your steel types quick.
Okay, that makes sense. Steel and Fairy. So it'll probably suggest my Aggron and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Steel and Fairy. So if you really want to use
that, you're going to take the SSM with it?
Look at it, man. Let's go. Steel and Fairy.
Steel and Fairy types?
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah. So yeah, that's a thing. The other raid bosses kind of got switched up along with that. So there's a lot of ghost types and whatnot. And
mischievous and everything is out there now.
Which actually
kind of right.
leads me to... Some Mew related strategies. So we spoke about the research. What is it? The special research for Mew that's happening right now?
Yes.
And there's a lot of different tasks within that special research. There's a total of 8 rounds of 3 tasks each.
Yeah.
And some of the notable ones are evolving catching a Ditto, catching 10 ghost types, evolving a Magikarp, 10 raids. And all sorts of stuff like that. So, one of the things I wanted to do was kind of just discuss some strategies for that to help you get through these tasks.
Don't evolve your magic. No.
Yeah. Strategy 1, don't evolve your Magikarp, as I mentioned last week.
So, yeah. And as I probably mentioned, I just evolved a perfect Magikarp. So, I had to start over from 2 candies. But within a week, I'm about halfway through because Magikarp numbers have increased.
It does, certainly seems that way. I've been seeing them a lot more often.
Which is nice.
Not enough to do 400 candies within a few days, but still.
Dude, we've been walking.
But before I evolved mine yesterday, I had about 700 candies. Because I've been catching a lot.
I'm giving Joe some really dirty looks.
First off, let's talk about Ditto. So the best strategy for catching Ditto really is, I think it is, by the way, also spawning in higher rates. Because I've caught 3 since this event.
You caught one right before we started.
I literally caught one 2 minutes ago. Yes.
That one actually, fun fact, when this all started, I think it was April 1st when you took off.
Mm-hmm.
Kate and I went out for ramen and I slapped a lore, slapped the incense, all that stuff. I caught a Ditto in 30 minutes.
Interesting.
Easily.
I wonder if that's reproducible. But anyways, yes, it is definitely higher rates because I remember in the months leading up to this event, maybe it caught like 1 or 2 Dittos here and there, but like
I
really
dreaded catching Dittos.
So really the best thing you could do is maybe try the lore and the incense trick, but here's all the Pokemon that Ditto might be disguised as.
Which is a nice list.
Yes, it is. It's grown with every generation. So within Gen 1, you have Rattata, Pidgey, Zubat, and Ghastly. Ghastly you're going to need for the ghost thing as well. So
that'd suck, actually. It's like, oh, I need my 10th ghost. It's a Ditto. Oh, no.
True. In Gen 2, we have Sentret, Hoot Hoot, and Yanma, oddly.
I think the one I caught was a Yanma.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
And then in Gen 3, you have Talo, Gulpin, Whismur, and Zigzagoon.
Which... 3 of those are extremely common, so you should have really no problem with that.
Right. So, yeah, especially right now, at least in New York, Gulpins, Talos, Whismers, and Zigzagoon, really, all of them are super common at this point.
There are too many Gulpins.
Yeah, it's a little weird. I mean, especially when it's, what, partly cloudy?
That was the first Gen 3 Pokemon I caught.
Yeah.
It was a Gulpin, because it was just like, oh, look, 12 Gulpins. Who are great.
Right. You're tripping over them, even now.
Even now.
Yep. Ugh. At least during the what I think it's partly cloudy weather that poison's boosted, right? Yeah. So your best bet is to just go and target like really catches whatever you can, including these crappy Pokemon that you might normally skip.
Wait, is he partly? It's partly cloudy now. Check. No, that's normal and rock that's boosted right now.
Oh, then it's
cloudy.
Cloudy.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Because fighting fairy poison. We got to be exact on this show.
Uh-oh.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Next, I want to talk about ghosts. So I know you...
I don't believe in them. Moving on.
All right. Conversation over.
Yes.
I know you went to a nest, right?
Same day I caught that ditto, April 1st. We went to a mischievous nest at Brooklyn Bridge City Hall.
How did you find out about the nest?
Silk Road.
Silk Road, yeah.
I just looked. It's like mischievous. That's on the way home.
Nice. Good call. So that's one option. Go to the Silk Road. Look for your local ghost nest.
Mm-hmm.
Another option nowadays is actually to do some level one raids because there's a few ghosts on level one raids. If all else fails, you have that option. The option that I did was I went out at night and found quite a bit. Like, it took me a few nights to do it, but I eventually got 10 after
some dude creeping around the block
two or three sessions. Let's not say night. Let's say after dark. Okay. Oh, how about that?
That's night.
Yeah. Sort of. It's not late night. It's like 7 PM.
Not when all the good ghosts come out.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you didn't believe in them.
Ah, I mean, the shiny sable eye tells me differently.
Right. So yeah, that's another option, is to just go out at night, because the rates are increased. And again, I think since this event has started, the ghosts have been spawning at higher rates as well in the evening.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing that felt like it wasn't spawning very much.
No, I agree.
After Halloween.
Because supposedly when the weather came in, they're like, oh yeah, at night things will spawn more often. And you're waiting, you're like...
I wonder how much of this is all in my head, if the rates actually changed at all.
The rates did change.
How do you know?
There's a mischievous in there now, like...
What? In what?
Raids. We're talking about raids,
no,
right?
No, no, no. I'm not talking about raids. I'm talking about spawn rates.
Oh, spawn rates.
For normal spawns.
I think they did, because otherwise it might actually be impossible for you to get all these ghost Pokemon if they didn't.
It wouldn't be impossible. It'd just be much more difficult. But anyways, it certainly seems to me like most of these things have increased. So
I'd like to point out that even odds in foggy are weather, in favor now. Ghosts didn't really spawn.
Yes, that is annoying.
So...
And also, when it was foggy out, it wasn't foggy in the
game. It was cloudy. I took a picture of that, too.
That was quite annoying, too.
I took a picture. It's like, yeah, in-game
week,
cloudy.
What was it? Last week, we had like a really foggy day in New York City.
Thursday. Yeah.
And there was no fog. It
wasn't fog.
Like, that should be take precedent over all other weather types, because it's probably the rarest.
Technically, it's cloudy. Fogs are just clouds.
Stop it.
Close to the
ground. Stop it. And then one more strategy I wanted to talk about, which is Magikarp. Is there such a thing as a Magikarp nest?
No.
Okay. So you have to go along the water. Really, your best bet is probably just walking along like East River Park or something.
Because I know Dratini nests don't exist anymore.
Or the Hudson River.
Like, they got rid of Dratini nests early on. I remember that.
Yeah.
I don't think there's ever been Magikarp nests, because they're technically a common Pokemon.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. There could still be. We should look into that. But
I've never seen one.
Look out for those. If not, otherwise, your best bet is probably walking along the Hudson River. Also, I've actually caught quite a few Magikarp along Astoria Park, I think it's called, under the bridge over there in Astoria.
Yeah. Good
place. That's a really good place to go for Magikarp hunting. At least it was before Gen 2 was released. So
I've been catching all of mine around Rockefeller, oddly enough.
Really?
Yeah.
Like inland? Yeah.
Inland, like around my job, just like Magikarp pop up all the time. It's kind of weird.
Okay, so maybe, again, set off lures, set off...
lures do help, because it is a common thing that comes up. That's why I'm...
And obviously use your pineapple berries on that one if you don't have 400. And of course, if you do have 400, just wait till that event comes up to that task, to evolve it.
Let's knock it out, please.
All right. So there's one task that requires you to do 10 raids. And you may have already seen it online. There's a way to basically do one raid and get 10, get it to be registered as 10 raids. And the way you do that is you go into the raid. Preferably, if you want to make the most of it, go in really early, use your free raid pass.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately what you do is you create a private room, right?
Yeah.
And you, cause you don't want somebody to go in there and defeat it for you.
Right.
Otherwise it's over.
Doesn't it also cut down the time when you have your own room?
I don't think so. It doesn't seem like it.
I thought that was a thing where it's like, oh, instead of it this, it's like a minute and a half or something. Crap.
Doesn't seem like it.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways. So, all right, you get in there, you create a private room, and then you let the counter go down. So this, by the way, takes a long time.
Yeah.
It takes probably the entire duration of the raid to get to like 9 or 10. So, yes, you want to go in there, private room, count down the timer, raid starts. And then once it starts, you want to click the run button and wait in the lobby until the raid is actually over.
Okay.
And then once the clock runs down there as well, then you get +1 to your thing. So you do that 10 times.
Oh, no.
And, you know, 45 minutes later, 50 minutes later,
right,
you'll have your 10 raids.
Ugh.
I experimented with this just earlier today myself. Didn't get quite up to 10 because I was a little bit less efficient than I would have needed to be to get up to 10. But I came very close. I think got 8 while I was there.
Okay.
With the 45-minute raid, I think, right? 45 minutes, yeah. I think. Yeah, so I just went to a level 1. At some point, though, the second round, I let the clock go down while in the lobby. And then I realized I didn't create a private room the second time.
Oh.
So somebody popped in. And I was like, oh, crap, this is going to ruin the whole thing. So I exited, even though the timer was almost completely down. Went back, did a private room. And had to do the timer again, unfortunately.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So.
See, Joe, if you're cool like me, you could just do all of them in one day. All of them.
Right. If you're cool like Nick and want to spend money on premium raid passes.
Hell yeah, man. They give them out like candy.
I mean, Adele. Wow. if you want to be cool like him.
I mean, I'm sure Nick drops them too. So,
oh, he does.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I've seen that coin count.
Right. You know what I rewatched today? His not his first video ever, but his video that was entitled "How to Play Pokemon Go."
Okay, how to go?
And it was, first off, his co-host was on still at that point.
Dante, right?
No, not Dante. Dante's his cousin. His co-host was Juan.
Oh, Juan.
Yes, and this guy was kind of annoying, I gotta say.
Maybe that's why he
kicked him off. Because he basically, like, he was like clearly sort of like trying to dominate, but like didn't have anything to add to the whole thing. So he was just like being really annoying and like being like, "Look at me, everybody!" Blah 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 blah. And then he's like, "All right, well, now that you need actual information, here's Nick, Professor Nick, over here."
Sounds like a show. I know. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Hey, wait a second.
Yeah. Wait. Hang on. I kind of miss old Trainer Tip stuff sometimes. I miss when he would take like the footage from other places in the world, like when he did the Alaska one. I bring that up a lot, but it's fascinating how barren it is out there. And it's like, oh yeah, we still love to play Pokemon Go, even though we can only drive through town and there's only like 6 stops.
Right.
My God. The absolute madness of it all.
Yeah, I do miss the older Trainer Tips a little bit, but I don't mind his new stuff too. Like the current Japanese adventure is pretty nice. He just does a really good job at editing.
Oh, yeah.
And like his shots are just beautiful. So like at this point for me, when I watch his channel, half the time it really has little to do with Pokemon Go for me anymore. It's more like just seeing cool places and like nice editing. And it kind of inspires me a little bit. I don't think I would have really thought about making this podcast if it wasn't for Nick.
Oh.
He's my favorite YouTuber.
He's the only Pokemon Go YouTuber. He's probably the only good one out there.
I mean, that's my opinion, but anyways, that might not be a popular opinion. I don't know.
People, it doesn't matter who you like as long as they bring you entertainment.
I'm surprised he's not more popular than he is, actually.
You don't think he's more popular?
Because he's not the most popular one.
Oh, no.
Mystic 7 has higher subscribers.
That's right. Ugh. It's because Mystic 7 reaches a larger audience. I think Nick focuses on his audience. Like, because Mystic 7 kind of, I will say, reaches out to more of the younger crowd.
Probably, yeah. He's probably more like the YouTuber, like young generation.
Whereas I feel like Trainer Tips reaches out to people in their teen age to mid-20s-ish, and maybe up from there. Because it's more about, like, the location.
It's less about the ADD. Like, ha, I caught a Pokemon. Cool. All right, let's on to the next thing. Let's go.
Look at my fidget spinner.
All right.
One last thing out of that. Still the worst thing I saw was when he had reversal over and he's trying to do a serious take and he just, the damn fidget spinner just comes into frame. 5 months after it's already out of style, and you're like, oh my god,
Nick, right?
Kill him.
I remember Trader Tips got like, was it like 20 fidget spinners emailed to his house after he mentioned that he wanted one.
Good.
One more thing on research I wanted to talk about was this week's research.
What
was it? Breakthrough reward.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, as of a few days ago, it was my first time completing 7 days of research.
Right.
So the special reward was a Moltres for everyone in the game, which it makes me wonder how they're going to handle these things.
Hey, speaking of.
Oh, look, a Magikarp.
I always hope it's shiny nowadays. So anyway, yeah. So you broke through. I got mine the day after because I'm cool. Got to wait for all the hype to die down, you know, and catch my cool.
You mean the day after I did?
Yes.
Yes. Not the day after it came out.
No.
Because that's impossible, kids.
Yeah. Unless you cheated.
Right. Right. And then got banned. And bragged about it and then got banned.
Yeah, well, you know, if you open your mouth.
Right. Anyway, so yes, it was a... oh, that was the Mew that he did that with, right?
Yeah. Well, no, they did it with Moltres, too, where they skipped over the GMT.
I see.
And their game was like, oh, it's the next day. Here's a Moltres. Right, right, right. And then they got banned. Dare to be stupid.
So it looks like the Moltres is the same level as most of the...
yeah, it was level 15.
Level 15, spawning from these little research tasks. The weird thing is it seems to not be able to run away, though. So it seems like the flea rate is zero.
Which is good. Unless you were shadow banned, which I'm pretty sure then becomes goes away automatically.
So I guess that really what that really means is that you should probably use a pineapple and an ultra ball on this, because I found mine really easy to catch.
Yes,
with because I think I was using pineapps and ultra ball, or sorry, golden raspberries and ultra balls.
Oh yeah, no, it goes like way orange.
Yeah, I think it was like maybe two tries, one or two tries before I caught it.
It feels really good to actually not have to use Premier Balls anymore.
Yeah, really. I didn't realize that normal Great Balls and Ultra Balls are actually higher catch rate than Premier Balls.
It's a challenge, do you see? I hate Premier Balls.
Why? They're so lovely and white and red.
Whoa, whoa. Look here, man. I don't like the little egg balls.
You don't want to show off your Premier Balls?
No, you can't even show off your Premier Balls. Who cares? Like, think about that. What's the most that the Premier Ball does besides add an artificial level of challenge?
Right, that's pretty much about it.
Ugh. My icon is a Premier Ball. Wow.
So, yeah, I'm more curious as to how they're going to handle future breakthrough rewards. Are they going to change it up every week?
I'm assuming that the next one...
Are they going to change it up every month?
Is going to be another bird.
Is it going to just be every one you do, even if it's, you know, if it takes you a month to complete 7 days?
Do you think that every 7 days we'll get a Moltres right now?
God. I think that's a possibility.
Oh, Lord.
I'm really curious to see how they're going to handle it, though. Cause
I'm banking on it's a different legendary entirely.
I would hope so.
I would, too.
But here's the thing. So how do they do it, though? Are they making it so, like, a seven-day period that there's, like, or... Is there a timeline where the first one you ever do is always going to be a Moltres? The second one you ever do is always going to be a Zapdos. The third one you always going to... In that case, they probably should have done
it. Yeah, wait, Articuno first.
Articuno first, right?
Wow, maybe next time.
Maybe next time. Or are they going to make it so like every research breakthrough for a 14-day period is going to be a Moltres? Mm. So if you don't do it in that time, you're just out of luck.
Or does it depend on where you are in the research as well?
Yeah.
Because it'd be weird to have a research migration.
Right.
Per se.
Right. So anyways, we'll see how it ends up going. I'm really curious about that. But it's going to take us probably a couple months to really figure out exactly what the pattern is.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see next week. How many days do I have left on mine?
You have four.
4 days left.
I have five on mine.
Yeah.
Unless I cheat.
You'll always be behind me, unless you travel to Italy.
Even then, huh?
Anyways.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I should do that.
Yeah, maybe you should.
Yeah, go to Japan tomorrow.
Catch me a few Mr. Mimes while you're there.
No.
Speaking of region exclusive, I feel like Tauros is also a bit more common nowadays.
Yes, there were two around the corner earlier.
Really?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Oh boy. Because what is it?
I mean, that's the way it always should be. Yes. I should be able to go to Japan and catch
Farfetch'd
all the time. Like it, mm-hmm. it took me several days to even see one.
I think what it is because
I was there for 2 weeks. I only caught like three or four.
One of the research things is catch normal Pokemon.
Yeah.
So they probably just increase the amounts of like everything almost, it seems. Because I'm tripping over like really weird crap out in the field now.
I don't know about that. It doesn't feel that different to me. It just feels like the stuff that always should have been better spawn rates are slightly better now. So
is there a Surskit?
Ew, I hate Surskit.
Why? He's cute. He skates on the water.
So annoying. It's too many of them. It's like, I already have a Masquerain. I don't need any more. Just stop spawning.
I'm sorry. I have a Masquerain too. It's so bad.
Well, that's the thing. I've caught probably like three or four wild Masquerains. So who even needs a Surskit?
That guy, me, who needed a perfect one just to say he has a God. Perfect one.
Ew. All right. So there's a lot of events coming up in the game.
Which is nice, yeah.
Yeah. So why don't I talk about this one first? So there is a mystery event happening. It's starting 2 days as of this after this recording, which is April 10th.
Yes.
What is that, a Tuesday?
It's a Tuesday.
And it's supposed to have something to do with the Kanto region.
Oh, but boy.
They haven't given us any details. It was sort of like mentioned at the end of a promotional Pokemon Go email, and really no details were given.
Aren't you excited? More Kanto?
Yeah. So I'm not at all, actually.
come on, man. I love Kanto.
I'm totally over Kanto at this point.
But Gen 1's the best generation.
Unless they give us some region exclusives that have not spawned here yet. Then I'll be excited. No. That's the only thing I'd be excited about.
No.
The shinies don't care. Come on.
America will really good never one. Get a Safari Zone. Let's be completely real.
So, anyways, I have low expectations for this. Let's put it that way.
I think it's going to be like double Stardust or something on Gym
More
1 catches.
Stardust events.
Stuff like that.
Super exciting.
Yeah, I know.
Anyways, we'll see.
I can't think of anything other than, they're going to spawn more often. It's like, oh boy, more Pidgeys. I know KC will be excited, but I'm kind of
give us Kangaskhan. That's what I want.
No.
Give us Kangaskhan.
It's garbage anyway. You don't want it.
I do want it for my Pokedex.
Yeah,
it's yeah, easy for you to say, jerk.
Can't wait to catch Mew and get that
pseudo-cheater over here.
151.
Right. Well, I'll at least be getting Mew before you, I think.
Go ahead. I hope it's perfect.
Oh, it will be. It will be. Because it'll be mine.
Of course, that's why.
All right. So, yeah, with this this event, what was I going to say?
Who cares? It's Gen 1.
Gen 1. Who cares? Moving on.
All right, so
we also have an Earth Day event that's coming up.
Yeah.
That should be interesting. And they haven't really given too many specifics about it yet, but the idea is if a certain amount of people show up to clean garbage on April 22nd,
how?
We're going to get some Stardust bonuses for a couple days.
How? How do you measure that?
Well, so they could do something like they did with Pokemon Go Fest, where people actually scan a barcode or something like that. maybe they're partnering with organizations to do this. So they could get attendance data from
that. Okay, that makes sense. Because it's like, do I just show up?
So I think you have to register ahead of time. So go to PokemonGoLive.com, go to the events page and sign up if you're interested. I did notice that there's none going on in the New York area.
God bless. This place is perfectly clean in every single way.
Right, exactly.
Certainly no trash.
It doesn't need any trash cleanup. That's
no,
for sure.
Not at all. Especially not Crown Heights.
Right.
So going back to a couple episodes ago, I think.
Yeah.
I was speculating that Ampharos would get Zap Cannon. I didn't realize.
Wait, we're going to Community Day? You're jumping the gun.
I'm jumping straight to Community Day.
No, hang on. We got one more list of events to talk
this.
About. The unknown events that are happening right now. So there's actually PAX East, which is happening, right. I think today's the last day.
Today's the last day.
So P, A, and X were spawning at that. And London Games Festival was having all the letters of London.
Yes. But according to Reddit, that ended last night.
So
I don't know.
Is there a master list somewhere of unknown events? I think
I'm assuming I haven't seen any. It's just any place that has to do with like a games conference or festival or something, it's going to have spawns.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't bank on that. Because it's been other types of events too, but it's not been I mean, it's been most video game events, sure.
Video game not and all. Technology. Like, that's all at South by Southwest, PAX, Comic-Cons. Mostly stuff that's either tech or game-related.
Right.
Which is fine. It's kind of nice.
That's kind of cool. I mean, something will eventually come to New York, hopefully, right?
I don't know why they didn't spell out East or Boston as well with the unknowns.
That would be nice.
That would have been cool.
Differentiate PAX East from PAX Prime and PAX South and PAX, what's the other one? Australia? It's,
PAX, PAX Melbourne.
Oceania or something.
That's Melbourne, isn't it?
I don't remember. Who cares?
Okay. All right.
Okay, yes. Now you get to talk about Community Day.
All right. So
Community Day is coming up this coming weekend.
Yes.
15th. On Sunday, the 15th, right?
Yes. Oh, a Trico. Hey, I can finish this quest and we can find out what it is now.
As we mentioned.
I had mentioned that.
Mareep
is that. I think that. I thought that Ampharos was going to get Zap Cannon. I didn't realize Ampharos already gets Zap Cannon.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because nobody uses Ampharos.
Right.
So instead,
I didn't use it when it first came out, but then promptly after that, all the legendaries were coming out. So yeah. I stopped immediately.
So Niantic pulled one, and they're giving it Dragon Pulse, which is kind of an homage to its Mega.
Oh, I see. So, because the Mega Ampharos is part dragon?
Dragon Electric.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool, but still, Dragon Pulse is such a weird niche, doesn't really do anything for it.
Yeah. It has that luxurious hair.
It does have that luxurious
Mega Ampharos. It's kind of weird, I gotta say.
Why?
What is it with the Pokemon company and just making different versions of Pokemon with just flowing hair?
It makes it easier to market.
Like Diglett.
Look, man, that's not hair. That's not hair. Those are wires. That's steel coming out of the top of its head.
Because it's part steel?
Yes. That's actually what the Pokemon is.
Shoot me. And so it has Brillo on its head, basically. Yes. Okay, cool.
But it looks like cool surfer hair, man.
So Pokedex entry, you say anything about humans cutting it off to clean their sinks with?
No.
Oh, damn.
It should. Oh, all right. I want to see what this quest finishes, because now... Catch three Treecko or Mudkip.
I had this quest very early on, and I got rid of it because it sounded annoying. So what's the award?
Let's see what it is. Is it a Torchic? It is.
It's a Torchic. Wow, that's hilarious.
Wow, what a surprise.
That's actually kind of cool, though, because Torchic is probably the least common in this biome.
Yes, unless it's a nest.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Nice. Well, need to see a Treecko, though. I'm not getting a Treecko.
It's because I had an incense on.
Oh, I see.
You got to hit all four of those items.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to go into that later, but...
All right.
Yeah. So Shiny Mareeps with Dragon Pulse on Ampharos. Exciting. Does nothing. It's niche. It's a collector's item. Put it in your trophy case.
Right. So really, all I care about is probably getting one Shiny at that point. By the way, do you have any plans for Community Day yet?
Yeah, to walk around Central Park as usual.
I may do something different this time.
I may end up
going to the Brooklyn Botanic Gardens, I was thinking.
Okay.
Because it's the cherry blossoms are in bloom.
That's right.
So
we should do that then. That sounds nice. All right. And it's closer.
It is theoretically closer, even though it probably take me around the same amount of time to get there.
Just walk down to me. And then it's like four stops.
Okay. We'll do.
Instead of you going all the way into Manhattan.
But anyways, I'll have a guest in town, so I'll have to see what the deal is with
that.
But, anyways.
Joe, you're so cool.
Anyways, I think it'll be nice to do that during the cherry blossom.
Yeah. Hopefully the weather holds out for us.
Yes. So, actually, it's supposed to be quite nice next weekend. I don't know about on Sunday.
God.
Actually, let's quickly take a look at the weather report over here.
Hey, don't get too far in.
Spoiler alert for later. It's actually supposed to be in the 60s on Friday and Saturday, but on Sunday it looks like it's going to be rainy.
Never
rainy and 57.
Going
degrees.
To not rain on Community Day.
Yeah, I guess not.
I think the first one it was it. The last three has always been.
At least it'll be 57 degrees. I'll take rainy and 57 over cold and dry.
Over the Dratini one, right?
I don't remember.
God, it was.
I just don't want it to be cold. It hasn't been ridiculously cold for any of the Community Days, and that's really all I care about. Except at night, it gets cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Oh man, there's the one. There's also some tied to Community Day that Joe just was jumping up and down like a child on Christmas Day for.
Oh really? Is that so?
Yeah.
What's that?
Trainer Tips is coming to New York City again.
Yes. Yes, kids. Trainer Tips says he's going to be in the New York area. He didn't specify where exactly yet, but he will be around for Community Day. So I guess keep an eye on his channel for details.
Yeah. Hey, Trainer Tips, you want to come on?
Yeah, you want to come on our show? Because we know you listen.
Yeah.
Nah, not really.
Give him a card.
That'd be fun. I would like to meet him. I've been watching his videos for like over a year now.
He's not as tall as I thought.
No, he's pretty skinny though.
Yeah, he is very skinny. He's a little man.
you did meet him once though.
I know,
right? And that was the last time he was in New York. Mm-hmm. He had a little meetup at the Nintendo World store.
Yeah, with our favorite purple-haired
or
YouTuber.
Nintendo New York, as it's called now.
Yeah, don't get it right. It's not the Pokemon Center. It's not the Nintendo Store. It's Nintendo New York.
Oh, they keep changing the name. I can't keep track anymore. I'm going to call it the Nintendo World store forever.
As you should.
Because why did they need to change that? Nintendo New York. I don't care.
Because there's one in Seattle, I guess.
Oh, maybe because they want to create more of them. Who knows? Anyways, that's a little silly. Oh, look, a Gulpin.
Oh, man.
I drifted to a Gulpin,
maybe
guys.
It's a Ditto.
All right.
All right, enough about
yeah, I think, YouTube stuff. I think we just exhausted our entire list of ideas here. So, weather forecast?
Weather forecast.
The good news is we're going to have a couple of windy days. Uh-huh. It looks like our best bet for wind is going to be Thursday, April 12th.
Oh my God, yes.
It looks like we're going to have 20 mile an hour winds. Saturday, it looks like it all, might also shape up to be pretty windy at 18 miles per hour.
So
hopefully that doesn't register as partly cloudy, but windy.
I know on Thursday, if that wind holds up, I'm definitely going to do Latios raids. But if it holds up on Saturday, we should go do some raiding.
Again, I will have a guest in town, so that's not going to happen probably.
Wow, bring them along.
Sunday, though, I'll bring my guest along.
Bring them along.
We'll see.
Be like, oh, guest, I know that you were staying with me, but now you are coming with me to play Pokemon Go.
I know you were looking to hang out in New York City, but...
Brooklyn Botanical
we're
Gardens.
We're going to go do some raids at wherever a raid happens to pop up. Anyways. The other good news is that it's going to be warming up towards the end of this week.
Yes.
It looks like it's going to get to the 60s and above on Friday and Saturday, but then dip back down to the 50s for the rest of next week.
You know what I can't wait for?
After that.
I can't wait for the freak snowstorm to come rolling in again, just like the last month and a half.
Yeah, yeah. I actually don't see that on the forecast. So.
I'll just wait for it. It's like, oh, this shift and whoosh, snow everywhere again. It's frozen. It's June.
Other than that, it looks like we're actually going to have quite a lot of rain the following week. So that might be good news for you Magikarp hunters out there. I don't know.
Hopefully. I know I need the candies, but every time I click that Magikarp, I'm hoping it's gold.
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
Did you ever catch a shiny Magikarp? No, not at all.
Never. Casey is the only one of us that's caught it.
Yep.
By accident.
With his Goat Plus, was it?
With his Goat Plus!
Yeah, that's awesome. Right. Anyways.
Yeah, you and I were hanging on the High Line. I remember that. We got the text. He's like, oh yeah, look what I got for Goat Plus.
Alrighty, I think that's all we have for you today, folks. So, I'm going to do that thing I always do. Level5radio.com. Mail at level5radio.com.
Yes.
And level5radio on Twitter.
That's where you'll find us.
Yep, and we should go do this level 3 raid down the block so I can finish up my raids.
And then we should kick out this yellow
task.
Gym.
And we should also kick that yellow gym out. I agree.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to get in that red gym in time.
It's like 4 minutes.
That's 4 minutes we're still on air.
Why don't we just end the podcast here?
All right, everyone, have a good day.
Bye.
See ya.